And it's amazing how in our present day, these weapons come in different shapes and shades. Some of us have to deal with the weapons of family. So for some of us, it's the weapons of poverty, the weapons of setbacks, of delay, the weapons of barrenness and stagnancy. That scripture is not a suggestion. It's a command. It's telling you that in case you don't know, it was designed from the beginning that no weapon. So a man that is in honor that knoweth not, he would die like a beast. So know that it is not a suggestion. It's your right. Lift up your hands and say, no weapon. You are saying it too weakly. Say it like someone who knows that he or she has the authority to declare, no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. This is the reason. Because you are hidden in Christ, and Christ in God. You are the apple of his eyes. He watches over you. It's a simple song. He says, no weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. Let me hear you say,
I'm the apple of his eyes.
I know peace. No more struggles. Because you know who you are and whose you are. You are royalty. Seated with your Father in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. That's why you can walk upon snakes and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means harm you. For he says, lo, I am with you always. And as the mountains surround Jerusalem, ashavara tapakwa.